You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Today's episode is sponsored by SRM, your first call for cybersecurity and investigations. Threats today are evolving faster than ever before, and since 2005, SRM has pioneered tailored security solutions for global corporations and their executives. Whether it's defending against cyber attacks with their award-winning team of ethical hackers and incident response specialists, or navigating the murky waters of compliance and ESG challenges, SRM's insight and straightforward advice will help you navigate complex risks and emerge more resilient. Their secret? A culture that nurtures the sharpest minds, giving them access to the newest technologies and the freedom to solve problems in new ways, enabling them to craft simple, effective solutions for your unique cyber challenges. Search Your First Call to discover how SRM can help your business. And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its zero-trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust Plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zero-trust-AI.
My name is Greg Bell, and I'm the co-founder and chief strategy officer for CoreLight, an open source cybersecurity company. Well, I was lucky to belong to that generation of kids who grew up programming computers. And so early on, I think by the time I was 8 or 9, I was spending possibly an unhealthy amount of time programming. But now at this much later stage in my life, in some ways I'm returning to those things that brought me a lot of joy when I was a kid. My career is pretty much all twists and turns, which I really like. You know, some people like consistency and predictability, but for me, that actually kind of makes me unhappy. And I like change and learning curves. And so I did a lot of different things before I settled into a technical career. I worked in human rights. I worked in refugee resettlements. I worked for Amnesty International. I had a little Hollywood detour. I got a PhD at UC Berkeley, where I wrote on the history of conspiracy belief. And then ultimately, back when, sort of at a point in my life when my kids were in school and I really needed to get into a career that would pay well and help support the family, I pivoted back into that technical work. I focus now in my work on our connection with the open source communities that sustain us. Our company is an open source company, so it exists in symbiotic relationship with open source software communities. And so I'm working every day on sort of the puzzle of how to engage those communities, how to inspire them and energize them, and how to build the business model of CoreLight around those communities. If I'm at a cocktail party or at where people just don't want to hear too much about what I do, I will often say that our company builds kind of like security cameras for network traffic, and that we're a mission-based company, that we have an idea for ourselves that's bigger than just commercial success, but we want to defend institutions that matter, you know, educational institutions, financial, communication institutions. And we have a mission, kind of like the Department of Energy, where I used to work, had a mission to accelerate scientific discovery. I work for a company now that has a similar mission and a global sense of global ambition. We want to change the world, but we also want to improve the world. And I think that helps us build a culture that attracts really interesting, loyal employees who are excited to get up, even on a bad day, excited to get up and work to support the mission that we're advancing, and creates a kind of meaning for folks who work in the company. It answers the question of why. And I think that's what mission organizations do for most people. So maybe that's why I'm attracted to them, and we're trying to build one here as well. For early career people, I always say that great mentorship is really important, and working for great organizations is important. So in those earliest jobs in your 20s, it's important to soak in the culture and the norms of great organizations. And I mean universities, nonprofits, great mission-oriented companies, and having really good bosses who can help you, challenge you, and help you advance quickly. And I would almost recommend choosing those jobs with regard to the mentor and the organization more than the pay or the title or anything else, because that kind of early imprint is so critical. With all of the multiple overlapping layers of pain in our world at the moment, one of them for young people is just the pain of not knowing how their lives are going to unfold and what their career choices ought to be. And I guess I experienced some of that, but I think it's really acute for kids right now, people earlier in their careers. And I guess I wish I could say to myself back then, don't worry, relax a little and enjoy what's happening. The skills that you're learning now and the lessons that you're learning will be valuable and important in ways that you can't anticipate. So don't worry about not having it all figured out. And so expect surprise. And don't expect to have it all figured out when you're 22. Or I'm you know, in my early 50s, I don't have it all figured out. And it's a good thing I don't. So take delight in that.
And now a word from our sponsor, SpyCloud, the leader in operationalizing cybercrime analytics. Traditional threat intelligence is a thing of the past. Cyber criminals are stealing vast amounts of credentials, session cookies, and financial data every day, and it's hard to keep up. SpyCloud is the trusted partner businesses turn to fully understand their darknet exposure risk and neutralize threats before it's too late. SpyCloud alerts your organization as soon as an employee or customer's data appears on the darknet, so you can act faster than bad actors to prevent cyber attacks like ransomware, session hijacking, account takeover, and online fraud. With insights from the industry's largest repository of recaptured data, protect the digital identities and systems most important to your business. Get your free corporate darknet exposure report at spycloud.com/cyberwire and see what information criminals have in their hands today. That's spycloud.com/cyberwire.